This tape is not a complete full-length recording of the original seance. Part of the seance was personal to Mrs. Creed, and only the general and interesting remarks made by Frederic Chopin have been re-recorded for replay to the public. There is no date on the original tape for this seance, but it was presumably held in 1953 with a group of sitters, personal friends of Mrs. Creed's.
Hello.
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 Who's that?
Good evening.
Extraordinary.
We can't hear you. Could you speak, please, up louder?
I will try and speak to the best my ability, but I find it still very complicated. I don't know if it is clear, if you hear me, you know.
Yes, we can hear you now, better.
Oh. Well, mister, what did you think of the portrait?
Ah, Masha.
I thought it was very good.
I know that you went up to see it, and I think you... But it was quite good.
Yes, well, considering what he started from, what he copied, I think it was very good.
You did not, like the lower half.
I thought it wasn't quite finished.
No, it is so. I gather from your thoughts that you think the face is good, but
yes.
The coat is not so bad, but the shirt and the rough.
Yes, he's left the canvas bare, hasn't he?
It is unfinished.
Unfinished.
I think I did deliberate to draw attention to the face.
Yes, I thought so too.
Taken it as it is, you know, it is not bad, you know. It is not unlike the original, though the colouring is a little different. But on the whole, it is quite good.
What was your colouring, monsieur?
Sallow.
Sallow? And your eyes were sort of hazel, weren't they?
Light brown.
Light brown.
Is that what you call hazel? I don't know.
Yes.
And your hair was auburn.
Not ginger,
no.
It was what you say, light brown.
Yes.
Light brown.
Anyhow, I'm very, very happy about that.
I think it is a very good picture. Yes. I think it is for the man to be complimented.
Yes. I told him, and he's very pleased that you appreciated it. And I'm going to frame it, but I don't know what... What do you advise me to do?
I think the plainer the frame it would be, the better.
Yeah.
I think... I don't know. I leave that for you.
All right.
But I am very interested in what you are going to do with the picture. Where you put it?
Yes. Well, I'm going to put it near my piano, you know.
Very good.
At the side. You know where my lamp is? I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, I know. I have been there. I know.
So that your eyes can be on me and I shall... Yes?
I am very glad I am a spirit. Otherwise, I would be most embarrassed. You
know. Anyhow, I adore you.
Fortunately,
you
over
that.
Here, things are different. You know, one leaves behind when one leaves the earth so many things which once were vital and important. Over here, it is a development of the mind and the soul and the spirit. On the earth, many of the things which are important are no longer important over here. That is why when we come and we look back to the earth plane and we see the people struggling and we say to ourselves, they struggle for this and that, but they very rarely struggle for the things that really matter. The development of the mind, culture, the development of the spirit and advancement, all the things that are vital and important to the human race, they ignore it. It is such a pity. Always it is one mad race for material things, material possessions, position, everything that is in substantial, you know, everything that is of the earth and must be left behind eventually. Always they struggle for those things. If only they would struggle for the beauties of life, the things that are vital and important, the things that last beyond death, you know, the things that are always important, always so vital in life, you know. They don't bother about them, most people.
Yes.
I wish the world was full of artists. It would be such a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
There would be no hatred, no malice, no intolerance. People would learn to love and to express themselves in all ways that are beautiful, you know. In color, in richness, in music, in art, everything, you know. But over here it is so different. If you could see our plants, so different, so beautiful, you know. And when you come over here and you come to the spheres of music, you are like a child let loose, you know.
I have?
You know you have been
here. Tell me.
In your sleep state, sometimes you come here. Your brother, he bring you. It was your brother who introduced you to me. Because he knew you have such a strong affection, you know, for my work.
Yes.
You know? And it was him that introduced you to me.
Yes.
And since then you've been over many times and you go to various concerts, orchestra. You listen and you are like transfigured, you know. Your face, You don't know how beautiful it is over here. It is very beautiful on your side, in spite of all the complications of your world. But here, it is different altogether. You don't know what it does to you.
Oh, I wish I could remember when I wake up again.
I like to hear you play the piano, though sometimes I get just a little irritated with you, and I think, I'd like to do something, but what can I do? And you know, sometimes you play, too quick.
Yes.
Sometimes you rush it, you know, and you push the notes one into the other instead of separating them and making them sort of...
Monsieur, you're quite right.
You would take more time, not be so anxious to rush it. I'd rather you play slowly, much slower, you know, than too fast, you know.
Oh.
But your friends, you know. She does not play Chopin well, but don't tell her I say so.
No, she
can't. Play Beethoven better, but
yes.
My work, no. She, very, what you say, she feels things very strongly, but she is, I don't know, not my temperament. You got no my feeling, my temperament. You play my music better. If only you would practice, you could be very good, and I could help you. As you know, you don't practice enough. You spend much too much time away from the music room.
Yes, I can't help it, Monsieur.
You should practice every day for at least 3 hours.
I'll try.
Shut yourself away. Lock the doors if necessary, and then I can inspire you and impress you. When you are, you say to yourself, I must do this, I must do that. The phone go, and you pick him up, and you say yes, yes, no, and you rush back to the piano. How can you expect to have this right atmosphere? How can you get into the mood if you always be distracted? You know?
I know, that's it.
I look forward to the winter comes. You shut all the windows, all the noise out, and you shut yourself up with the piano and me.
You know what I'm going to do, Monsieur?
What?
I just have the firelight, just the fire, and I'm just going to sit at my piano and improvise.
You improvise. My remark is not good enough for you. You have to improvise.
No, I mean to say, no, your work is wonderful, but only by improvisation can I get
know.
My...
It is that I am amused with you, because you come out with such strong, statements. You say you admire my work, you think it is the most wonderful thing in the world, and that you say it to me quite calmly, I improvise, I sit down and improvise. Why?
I tell you why, Monsieur, because I find your work very, very difficult. I love them.
Why don't you practice? You say you find them difficult. Well, of course you find them difficult if you not work on them. You are hopeless. I think sometimes I say to myself, well, she's getting a little better. And then I think, that was dreadful. I don't know, but I'll help you all I can anyway.
Help me. What should I start with? Tell me that and I shall do it.
I think you start with 5-finger exercises for 6 years.
Quite true.
I think you're lovely. That's a very nice scolding I got.
I must go. Other people want to speak, but I will hope to come again soon.
All right.
And I hope to make many of the recordings, what you say.
Oh, yes.
And who knows, but one day it may be possible to play the piano and get it on the recording.
All
sorts of things we have in our minds for you.
Oh, lovely.
I have to go. Goodbye.
Oh.
Goodbye.